Hello. Welcome to Tales for You 6th Grade. Page 16. Best Friends.
My best friend Trevor and I sat on our front steps to write a story. We watched a dog dig up flowers across the street. Dottie the dog dug all day and all night, Trevor wrote. A fat raindrop hit our notebook. We ran inside and stood by the front window in our building. We watched the rain fall down. Our neighbor, Mr. Perry, was walking down the stairs.
Oscar and Trevor, how are you?
He paused and then placed a plastic bag on the windowsill in front of us.
That might help,
he said. He flipped up his hood to keep out the rain as he walked out. Trevor and I looked up at what Mr. Perry had left. An umbrella was inside the bag. We sat on the plastic bag on the steps. We took turns holding the umbrella while the other one of us wrote. We started a new story. The next day, we were drawing pictures of buildings on our street when the tip of my pencil broke off. Mr. Perry was rushing out the door.
How's it going, boys?
Okay, but my pencil just broke, I said. Mr. Perry reached into his pocket and set a little cube next to me on the step. It was a pencil sharpener. When I finished my drawing, I left it by Mr. Perry's door. Later, Trevor and I decided to make a car out of a cup, bottle caps, and wire. Trevor stuck the wires through the cup, but we had no way to stick the bottle cap wheels to the wire axles. Mr. Perry was walking down the sidewalk, carrying groceries and opening a pack of gum.
Like some gum?
Thanks, we said. I blew a big bubble. It popped on my face. It sticks! I put the gum into each of the bottle caps, then stuck the wire ends into it. Trevor and I played with the car the rest of the afternoon. A couple of weeks later, I sat on our steps staring at the sidewalk. I didn't look up when Trevor and his dad went away with the moving truck. I didn't want to write a story. I didn't want to draw a picture. I didn't want to build anything. I heard Mr. Perry's boots on the sidewalk. I looked up and waited for him to reach into his pocket. Instead, he sat down.
I was in the army when I married Miss Perry,
he said.
After the wedding, I had to live far away from her for a while.
I crossed my arms. No story was going to fix anything.
I bet everyone says you'll make new friends,
Mr. Perry said. I nodded. Maybe Mr. Perry knew what he was talking about.
You know what made me feel better?
Mr. Perry reached into his pocket and pulled out a stamp.
I wrote letters and stories for Miss Perry. She wrote back.
I took the stamp. Thanks, Mr. Perry. Then I hurried inside and took the stairs two at a time. I brought my notebook back outside to start a story for Trevor. I called it Mr. Perry's Pockets.